Welcome to the PrivCap Podcast.
I'm with Rodney Cohen, Managing Director at the Carlyle Group and co-head of their middle market platform. How are you, Rodney?
Doing well, thank you.
Rodney, talk about the Carlyle Group culture. Is it truly a one-firm culture? Is there a lot of cross-referral business?
Yeah, the answer is absolutely. We have done lots of deals, either inbound, outbound, you know, that we're picking up the phone and you know, calling another area here or vice versa. You know, one great example, which was Beats. You know, it's a story that we loved. It was very, very interesting. I knew the people who started the company and had been around it. I had been around it and understood what they were developing over time. They were getting ready to do something and, you know, reached out to me to have a conversation. And I had no idea, you know, the size and magnitude of the company at that point. They were private. You know, there was not much out there other than it was a very popular company. I sat down for an initial meeting. And when I heard the numbers, I said, I think I have to make a phone call. And, you know, I immediately picked up the phone and called.
Broke through the guardrails?
Yes, it did. I called Sandra Horback and Jay Sammons, you know, in our consumer group and, you know, the North American Big Buyout Fund. And I said, I think I may have something that could be pretty interesting for you guys. The three of us went. We had a sit down, you know, with the company. We flew out to California together and, you know, sat and you know, did lots and lots of, you know, diligence together and talked a lot about the company. And it was a fascinating story, fascinating moment in time for that business. And, you know, Jay and Sandra saw it and were excited about it. And so that ended up, you know, being something that, you know, was done through the Big Buyout Fund because of the size of it. And it was a great, you know, great result and, you know, great return for the firm, but also a great, you know, great story. And the business ended up where it should have ended up, and I think will, you know, exist in perpetuity.
How long did Carlyle own Beats and a small piece of Beats Music, right?
Yes, I think altogether we were in it just over a year.
Did you have a lot of interaction with Dr. Dre himself?
Not a lot. He's a genius, truly a genius. And Jimmy Iovine, you know, what they did, really incredible, incredible marketing vision. But yes, we did bring David Rubenstein into the room. You know, to meet, you know, both Dr. Dre and Jimmy. It was great. I mean, you know, David loves to meet different people and, you know, loves this. They really loved meeting him. And I think the most comical piece, at least for me, was David looked at Dr. Dre and said, "You look like you really work out a lot." And he said, "You know, I do. I you know, I lift." And he said, "How often do you lift?" And he said, "Oh, 4 or 5 hours." And he said, "A week?" And he said, no, you know, I try most days, you know, to get in the gym and try to, you know, try to lift. And David looked at him and said, "Boy, I haven't worked out 4 or 5 hours in my whole life."
So, it was safe to say they're not workout buddies at this point.
They're not workout buddies.